Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm not bad at all. What should we talk about, do you think, Sam?
We were just talking about the last time I came up your way.
Yeah.
Years ago now.
That was a fair few years ago, wasn't it? You've been in the business a fair old time now.
I know. Don't say that. It makes me sound a bit old.
Yeah, but you're not old though. Let's remember. How old were you when you that? Because you were the first YouTube sensation. Really, I mean, it sounds weird now because YouTube's been around a while. But
yeah.
were you 17 at that point?
Oh no, I wasn't that young. Which would make me even younger now. but no, I was 17 when I went to performing arts school, and I probably was. Well, it would have been 10 years ago now, years ago now, so... Well, I'm not going to do the math, because, you know, Lady never reveals her age and all that. But I started playing live shows when I was 14. So let's Crumbs. Just say I've been in and around for a good almost 20 years now.
Wow, that's... You're doing well. You're looking good as well, looking good. Now, am I right in thinking you are expecting a little baby very soon?
I am, yeah, a little baby boy.
Oh, so you know the sex. No,
we know the sex. And I always thought it was a boy anyway, because just from the way that he moved in the ultrasounds, it just seemed like he was a bit of a lad.
Yeah.
He didn't look very graceful, you know. So I thought it was a little boy. So yeah, I'm 6 months just now.
Ah, so not long to go then. Is this your first?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
The first baby.
Getting ready for some sleepless nights then.
Well, yeah, exactly. My husband's actually from Yorkshire.
Well, your husband's obviously a top man.
Well, he's a top man and he's a strapping young man, and so the baby is gonna have a very nice good daddy.
And an honorary Yorkshireman as well. So
an honorary Yorkshireman, exactly.
This is great, great news, great news. Now, Sandy, I suppose we can't really not talk about what happened last week. There was a certain video. I don't know if you saw it. It caused a bit of a storm. You put up a it was on Facebook, wasn't it? About your new track, Earthquake, which we'll play in a second. Your new track, Earthquake. Just explain what actually happened when you done the video.
Well, you know, when you're just really annoyed at something, or really frustrated, or you know, you had a fight with your mate or something, and you sort of knee jerk and you just write or something, you know, and then you hit send. Or, you know, in my case, what happened with me was, long story short, I've been independent now for 7 years. Independent as in self-managed, self-released, self-financed, and all those things. And I've done 3 albums like that, self-released. So, you know, you go through all these processes with radio stations, and mainly I'm talking about huge, you know, national stations that have a lot of control over a lot of other stations, basically. So they're quite detrimental, you know, whether to your success or not. And for the last 7 years, I've sort of sat on the edge of my seat on a Wednesday night after, you know, what they call playlist meetings at Radio 2, and waited for their verdict, basically. And it's, you know, after 7 years of just endlessly trying, and it also costs a lot of money as well to invest into these pluggers that go in and try and, you know, basically present your music. And I think to be honest, it was just the culmination of a long few years of a lot of disappointment. And you know, there's a lot of carrot dangling as well, where you everybody loves the song, it's very positive, yeah, no, it's great, it's the 70-30 chance of on the playlist, you know, and then it's just every time it never makes it. So I think just that is just the systematic of the music industry in general, and there's, like there is in so many different industries, there's lots of little things that, you know, it kind of beat down the independent guy or the small businesses or the little guy who's just, you know, competing against the big wigs or whatever. So it's something that happens a lot in life, really, and in a lot in business. And so I just had enough, to be honest. And as you know, I'm 6 months pregnant. And, you know, I got the sort of the text message that everybody's waiting for, and it was disappointing news. And I literally just went to my bathroom, and I was absolutely gutted. And And I don't think that, you know, it was just really very honest outpour of emotion that I wanted to share with people, like as you do, you know, when you, lots of people have done it. You maybe you want to say something, you want to get something off your chest. So yeah, I kind of just went for it really and swore a little bit too much maybe. you know, just kind of said it how it was. And it's just years of frustration that had built up. And I put it up on Facebook and, you know, it was one of them, you know, like very kind of angry, you know, hit send or post or whatever, because I really, really, really wanted people to know actually just how devastating it can be. And, you know, then it kind of built its own momentum and a few people around me were a little concerned that I might get a not-so-nice reaction from some people and were concerned about the fact that I'm pregnant and maybe, you know, say, maybe you should take it down because they didn't want me to feel stressed out really as bad, you know, for the baby and everything. So then a couple of hours, I suppose, later it came back down, but by then it had already built up some steam of its own, as it would seem. And, yeah, then it's just kind of taken to social media and lots of people have opinions on it.
Well, I mean, realistically, I mean, could you imagine like the sort of storm that it has caused in the last few days?
No, not at all. I mean, for a start, it's certainly not a publicity stunt because the record doesn't come out for another 2 weeks. You know, so none of it's premeditated. It was, and I didn't know what the playlist was.
Because the cynic in me, would have said, wow, that is a marvellous, marvellous bit of PR.
Oh, please, honestly, it's not PR in the slightest. And I would want to sit in that PR meeting if that ever happened. Hey, guys, I know what we're going to do. We'll get Sandy to spontaneously cry on cue, and then we'll post it to Facebook, and then we'll predict this massive storm of reaction. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, some things in life are just real. And social media is one of those, you know, things that just create, it's just a platform. It's just a way in which you can, it's a voice box, you know, for everybody and anybody. And I was genuinely gutted. And that's all there is to it, to be honest.
Realistically, I mean, it's probably not turned out to be a bad thing, really, because, you know, people are talking about it. I read it in the papers. There's positives, there's negative articles in papers and online. Radio stations are talking about it. Everybody is talking about it. So, realistically, it's probably not a bad thing. There's probably more people now have listened maybe to the new song Earthquake than they would have done if Radio 2 had it.
I know.
So maybe it's more for them.
The outcome, isn't it? It's mad because in the end, it's kind of good that they didn't, because all of this would have never happened. I mean, so grateful actually, because so many people have come out, you know, people like yourself and other stations and like people that I've never met in my life, you know, who have said, hey, listen, you know, I'll support you, you know. It's just so nice. It's so lovely. It's so endearing. There's so many people out there that have been actually silence all the other sort of random trolls and things on the internet, which inevitably you're always going to get.
Yeah.
And it's the outcome. I think it's been quite positive, I think. And I'm just so chuffed because you never know with these things. There's so many people out there putting out music, and I'm not special in any way, shape, or form, or entitled in any way. But what I felt is something that echoes in so many other people's lives in my position. Established and emerging artists go through this same process over and over and over again. And it is really difficult if you don't have A, B, C, and D. You're not on a major label. You're not hugely financed and all these things. It is really tough. And actually, the biggest thing is the fact that so many people have come out and said, like, totally feel you, understand 100% where you're coming from, that we have the exact same problem. You know, and so I think in the end, as much as I may have had to, you know, I don't think it's embarrassing or pathetic in any way to actually just be a human and show raw emotion. But, you know, I think in the end, I ended up, you know, saying something that maybe a lot of people wanted to say but just were too afraid because of the consequences. But, you know, actually it's been great because loads of people have come back and said, hey, you know, kudos to you and we'll stand by you. And yeah, it's actually been really great. It's sort of just put a massive smile on my face, actually.
Well, no, another positive as well, when you think about it. I mean, you'd be at the moment going around on a big sort of radio tour. Not even to do that now. You're 6 months pregnant. Put your feet up.
Well, I am still going. I mean, I'm playing a gig tomorrow night down in the south, and then I'm turning on some Christmas lights over in Hereford, which is over in the west. And then actually next week I do have a full-on schedule. So, I've basically told everybody that they need to lengthen the times between stations so that you can take into account the amount that I pee in between, because pregnant women, I'm sure there's lots out there, know that it is something... You need to know where the nearest toilet is at all times. So when I do these long drives and things, and we go in between, and we come and like visit yourself and other people and radio stations, there's definitely a time allotted for toilet breaks, and I can't really do as much as I would have done, but the baby is. He's blissfully unaware of everything that's going on around him now.
Well, the new single is called Earthquake. We're gonna play it right now. Sandy, thanks very much for joining us. And look, good luck with the rest of the pregnancy.
Thank you. And can I just say one thing? Because it's to do with Yorkshire, and I don't know if anybody really knows this, but I am a really big animal rights activist. And there's a beagle puppy farm that has just been given the go-ahead by the government to be built in Yorkshire. And basically, they're going to use these puppies for animal testing. And there's a huge campaign right now on change.org to stop the go-ahead. It's 550,000 signatures. People are dead against it. So if you are, it is to do with your area, and I think it would be devastating if something like that opened up in Yorkshire. So if you can go online and check it out, you'll see, Beagle Puppy Farm to open in Yorkshire, and then you'll find the petition, and please sign it, because... it would just be awful if something like that opened up in your region.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely check that out. Sandy,
thank you.
Pop your feet back up, relax, and good luck with the newborn. Have you come up with some names yet?
We've got a few, yeah, but well, kind of Viking Celtic sort of names that we're
really?
Going for.
Really? Wow. I always think Darren's quite a good one.
He has a Viking on his arm. He's very very proud from York. So I don't know. We'll think of some oldie names, I think.
Oh, I would go with Darren.
Darren.
I'd go with that. I don't think that's.
There's nothing wrong with
good.
Darren. Who knows? He might mate until we see his little face.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Sandy, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.